This is the Valley Outdoors. Great to have you guys with us. We've got Ava here.
I'm here.
Don's here.
I'm here.
And me, I'm here. I'm Eric Olson. I am the host or the co-host or whatever you want to call me with the most, whatever that
you're
might
the
be.
Mostest with the
a lot
mostest.
Of cool stuff. We're going to be talking with Todd Zemke today. He's the National Walleye Tour Champion out of Lake Winnebago and a local Red Wing resident and not far from here. And he's got a pretty cool story, I got to tell you. So if you're a tournament guy or think you want to be a tournament guy, this is a story you're not going to want to miss. Stay tuned. More Valley Outdoors coming right up. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference. Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Kind of cool. I'm going to jump right into this. Kind of cool. We got Todd Zemke on today. Yep. I'm super excited to have him on. He's just a normal kickback, laid back guy, but his story is one you guys are definitely going to want to hear. It blew me away when I was talking to him in the pre-interview and asking some questions. You're going to have to stick around to hear him, what exactly was going on. But you're not going to believe it, and it really gives you some...
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, excitement. It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
So
I mean, he was fishing the lake my grandfather fished his whole life.
Oh, yeah?
And he used to fish it like 3 to 4 nights a week.
Oh.
And but he reef-fished. He was, you know, he came out of Fond du Lac on the south side, and he'd go out to... There's 3 reefs out there, I understand. And,
yep.
And he, with his 15-foot or 18-foot cane poles... For a locator,
yep,
would drive right up on top of him by triangulation and throw an anchor out, and then he would sit there and fish with cane poles.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of fun. I did it with him a few times as a kid.
They still fish with cane poles. In fact, what they'll do is they'll put them out and troll the shallow water when the weeds are up in the summer, and then they just, when it gets weeded up, they just tip the cane pole back, grab the line, clean it off, and put it right back out again.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty crazy.
Yep.
Kind of cool. I'm going out to...
You're going east?
Take part. Yeah, I'm going east. I'm heading out to fish some Lake Michigan area, and we're going to go out and see the cohos are rocking, and the kings, I just got word the kings are moving in.
Okay.
And we're going to go on the, obviously, the east side of Wisconsin.
Yep.
And...
Which port are you going out of?
Port Washington.
Okay.
We've got everything nailed down, ready to rock and roll.
Last time I was out there, we went out of Sheboygan.
Looks like the weather's going to be fantastic.
Yeah.
And I was pretty excited when I look at the weather and it wasn't rain on the weekend. It's been windy, but this next stretch looks to be primo. So we should be able to run some baits. Nice part about coho, you can catch them all day long, but also you can catch them without running super deep on downriggers. They definitely, you can hit them on, you know, 20 feet down. So you don't have to worry about having all the paraphernalia deep running. But we will be running downriggers with some deeper plugs, get some kings, and hopefully we can mop up on a couple of those too.
You probably don't know this, but I won the Wisconsin Governor's Opener a few years back catching coho.
I did not know that.
You didn't know that.
No, you didn't. You never share anything with me anymore.
No. Well, I did. It was kind of fun.
It was probably
in the 90s. It's a while back, okay?
Well, it just came to mind. Is that what it is?
You're talking about catching coal, you know. We were catching them in 12 feet. Yep.
Yeah, literally,
we were fishing Rapalas.
Yeah.
You know, 150, 200 feet behind the boat.
Yeah, shallow divers.
Yep.
And That's cool.
Yeah.
Nothing. There is nothing wrong with that. But I'm looking forward to going out there and spending some time just chilling.
Yeah, that's good. Fishing. Good time. Hope the wind's down.
Yeah.
It always makes it very nice. But we do have a very nice stretch of weather coming up here in the Midwest here.
Yeah, we're going to go out and fish in the 22-foot Vexus.
Okay.
A friend of mine's got that. And the old 400 Merc on her.
Say hi to our buddy.
Will do that.
Yeah.
I will do
that. I'm heading north. You're heading east. I'm going to be heading north in about a week.
Lots of travel going on in the next couple of days.
So. Well, maybe we'll have some stories.
I hope so. I'm getting a lot of photos.
I'll have some. I don't know if there's going to be any fish involved.
Let's hope they're good ones. And, of course, I hope you guys go out and catch some fish this coming weekend as well. Cool story. I was very optimistic, I guess. It's a weird way. The tribal walleye take on Mille Lacs is down 75% of their total possible take. And that really had wrapped up their fishing with either net or spearing. So that's down from 75,000 pounds. That's what they're set. And the harvest is about 57. So 25% less than their anticipated take. So
is there a particular time limit when they can do that?
Well, it's early on when they're able to get those fish in the areas. Yep. And because of the late ice out, it caused them not to be able to get the nets out there in time. There's the problem.
Okay.
So, and I apologize. It was 100,000 is their quota. They got 75. So it's a true 25%
reduction.
They weren't able to harvest. So, yeah, kind of an interesting thought there. The last little piece before we take a break here, just for Don, Ava, this is just for Don.
Oh, I can't wait. It's always JFD. Good when it's just for.
JFD, just for Don.
Okay. Yeah.
Angler catches pending state record flathead catfish. That's right, Mike Worley of Fayetteville, Pennsylvania, caught what will be the new state flathead record out of Safe Harbor Dam in Susquehanna. He caught it on a live 12-inch trout. The fish weighed 66 pounds on the scales at the bait shop. And he said that is the previous record was 56 pounds. So he blew by the state record.
10 pounds
10
more.
Pounds.
Ugh.
I have a question
gross.
Here.
Is when are you going to bring in the next one or what?
No, is trout allowed to be a bait?
Yeah. Right. A foot-long trout?
Yeah.
That's legal?
Yeah. I doubt if it is in Minnesota or Wisconsin.
Well, not here. It's not, but.
No.
Pennsylvania's got different.
Evidently.
Different things that they can do.
What is the biggest bait we can use? Do you know?
Probably creek chub.
No.
Sucker?
Well, I mean, for what kind?
Muskie.
Here?
Yeah, here.
Oh, in Minnesota?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can get 6, 8, 9, 10 inch, or no, suckers, sorry.
Suckers,
yeah. Live suckers for muskie and pike.
Yeah.
They can be
a foot long.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they will pound them.
Gross.
Oh, yeah.
Gross.
You run them right over the side of the boat when you're doing some casting, and it's like, uh-oh.
No thanks.
Whee! Hang on for dear life. Well, tell you what, we're going to be right back. Todd Zemke's going to be joining us. You're not going to want to miss this story, so hang tight. Coming right up.